Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Micro Investing. If you haven't heard of me talk about this yet, then, well, I don't know. I've been talking about it for quite some time on other platforms, but if you've done any of my training, you'll see this, you'll experience this. If you've done and completed any of my training, my courses or my coaching, you'll actually probably be making a lot of money doing this, I imagine. Had a friend of mine, he's now got over 80,000, I think, invested now through micro-investing, which is awesome. And micro-investing is just such a wonderful place for you to start investing if you haven't got any experience. Even if you have no money, okay, even if you're broke, you can begin here, okay? So there's no excuses for anyone not investing now. In 2022, there are no excuses. You can invest with $1, for goodness sake. If you can't do this and set this up, then it's not, you don't have any lack of opportunity. It's just a mindset thing, okay? And I talk a lot. I did an episode on money identity. I think I did. I mean, if you go back, and the identity part is really important, because if you're identifying with someone who's broke, no amount of money or no amount of education is going to change you, because that's the identity you're living into. So if you're ready to change and you want to actually start, micro-investing is a wonderful place. Here's why. You can get started for as little as a dollar, sometimes 25 cents. It's ridiculously cheap. I wish this was around when I was 17, 18, 19. I would have jumped into this. But alas, it wasn't. There's a lot of technology changes that have happened, which is awesome for personal finance. So micro-investing is basically where you're putting in little micro amounts. And these apps allow you to actually invest in very small increments into index funds, okay, which is awesome. So fully diversified share portfolios, okay? And you don't need a lot of money, which is great. You can start for as little as a dollar, as I said, or $5, whatever it is. So here's how you do it, right? The coolest part about this is it actually forces you to save and forces you to invest, and it does it automatically, and it does it where you don't look at it and it starts to build up. And so you're basically planting a money tree and growing it. So how you do that is you go and add an app. There's a variety of different apps. You can add the Spaceship app, and that's like just an automated managed fund you can do. This is in Australia, by the way. You can add the Raise app, which is cool because it actually takes some of your purchasing change. So like if you go to the shop, get a coffee for like $4.50, it'll actually take the 50 cents change you would have got normally with using cash, and it will put it in the index fund for you. So you can like roundups is what it's called, and you can put in, you know, 50 cents here, 20 cents there, 50 cents, and you don't even realize the money's gone, which is cool. And then you can add more to it, and it automatically puts it into an index fund. So over time, little bits, it's like the old saying, I think it might have been Benjamin Franklin. He said, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned, you know. So it'll just little bits added up over time is just going to turn into a massive amount of cash invested for you. So it's perfect. The micro investing is perfect for people who suck at saving. If you've got more month left at the end of the money, so you basically overspend all the time, this is perfect for you, okay? If you don't understand shares, perfect for you. If you don't understand really much about anything, you can't save, this is perfect for you. Okay, so what you want to do is add the app and then begin, okay? Now, for years I've told people about these apps and so on, and they listen and then they never do anything. So again, it's not always about the knowledge, is it? It's about having the hunger to live a better life, be motivated by your vision, to take the time to set up the app and put your details in and begin. But here's a word of warning. If you do this and you do well, which you would, and you see the money building up, most people rob themselves at that point. And they take the money, my car broke, I got to take it out and spend it on that, or you know, something happened, or there's a holiday, and they rob their investment account. Now, of course, when they do that, they interrupt the compounding effect. And once you rob yourself once, it's like cheating on yourself. You do it again and again and again and again. It's just like, you break trust with yourself. So a lot of people I see rob their micro-investing accounts. Now, if you don't rob it and you stay patient, which is one, I suppose, word to describe wealth creation is patience, And if you do that, you're going to have a lot of money in there. Now, it's compounding for you over time, which is awesome. So you want to have a goal of having 100,000 micro invested into one of these apps, which is cool. What a wonderful start for you to become financially independent. Very few people get to the 100,000 mark. It's the hardest to get there. It's hard to get to 100,000. It's painful. It's like grinding. But use these apps and leverage these apps to do it, okay? Don't hesitate. Go, go, go. There's a massive cost and delay if you don't invest. Huge. It's $1 million problem. It's $1 million cost for you if you don't invest, period. You can do the math if you want, but if you delay investing by 10 years, it will literally cost you millions of dollars. Like it's, so don't delay, right? The cost of delay. I don't know if I did an episode on the cost of delay. Maybe I'll do that again, but maybe I did. Go back and check out the episodes. Cost of delay. It's a big one, right? So look, if you're in the United States, you're listening to this, go and add Acorns. It's very similar to Raise, Roundups, index funds. You can even create your own portfolio. It's really cool. So yeah, if you've done any of my training through any of my courses, I do go into detail of this stuff and help people get started. So, you know, if you grab one of my books, you'll come across that training at some point, which is cool. So I think Phil puts them in the notes. I hope Phil puts them in the notes. Phil, do you put our book links in the notes? If you listen to this, like, yes, Lloyd, I put them in the notes. Okay. So anyway, go check out the notes if you want to grab that and go through. Tremendous results people are getting. Like even in our Facebook group, people are posting all the time, like, wow, I'm at 5,000, now I'm at 10,000, I'm at 50,000. It's incredible, right? So it's a great, great, great place to begin your journey. It'll give you a lot of confidence. You'll be in and you'll have, I guess you would have overcome the real problems of saving and investing, the two of the five steps that I talk about in my mentorship program. But you would have satisfied those finally. And just being on that path just empowers you so much. So I'm a big fan of micro-investing, and there's no excuses why you ought not to be doing it. Anyone can access it. I think that what's cool is you can even do it for your kids. So go do that. Set it up today. Don't muck around. And then once you get it going and you're killing it, send me a screenshot on Instagram, whatever. Jump into my Facebook group. You can access that through my stories and my Instagram. It's free to get in there. Share it up and inspire some people and get going, right? Let's make Mondays great again so that everyone can be independently wealthy and do what they want on a Monday. That's the mission, okay? You know, we're educating people here financially, changing their lives. That's what we want to do. That's the big mission. So hope that's been effective for you. And if you love this episode, send the link to a friend, get them to listen in, send it to a loved one, a spouse, and do me a massive favor if you can. Share it to your Instagram stories. Let's get the message out. This is a free podcast. Lots of value in here. It's going to help people. And thanks so much for leaving a review. If you've done that, I'll give you a shout out. And thanks again. I really appreciate you guys. And thanks for listening to this latest episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.